here at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit in Des Moines. With me is Tom Bias. Actually, we're in Altoona, not Des Moines, but close enough. Tom Bias with Growth Energy. And Tom, what was your main message to the those brave souls who made it through the weather to get here today?
Well, they did brave to get here. Pretty nasty outside. But the main message was, we have our challenges, but we have our opportunities. And we're working on both of them, and we're not going to give up until we succeed on those.
Well, obviously, big challenges to the RFS. And how, you know, I know we got Fuels America and growth is continuing to do what you could do, but it seems like it's pretty relentless at this point.
It is relentless. Just once a week we get hit by some phony study or cherry-picked study funded by oil, or last week we got hit by the Chicken Council for, believe it or not, shortening people for chicken wings for the Super Bowl, which, you know, that's a bunch of chicken, you know what, probably. But we expect that. But we're not just going to play defense. We're going to go on the offense. And putting together Fuels America, that brings everybody in the biofuels space together to defend the RFS, which is what oil wants to do. They want to get rid of the RFS, and our goal is to protect it. It's the best energy policy this nation's passed in the last 40 years. We shouldn't give up on it the fifth year into a 15-year program.
Your comments on the circuit court decision last week regarding the cellulosic targets under the RFS.
Yeah, it was a very narrow ruling, and basically what the court did was told EPA, you got to go back and justify what you set those numbers at. Again, pretty narrow ruling, but, you know, that's part of those legal roadblocks I talked about that oil puts up. They sue EPA over every decision that's favorable to biofuels. They challenge everything, and we expect them to continue to do that. I think they're desperate. They're not necessarily winning on the regulatory front, nor on the legal front from breaking the blend wall. The cellulose decision was different than the blend wall. And so now they're trying to take this campaign public and convince Congress to throw out the whole thing.
And they got big money behind them, you were talking about.
Yeah, they do. They have serious serious revenues. But, you know, I'm always enlightened by the grassroots support this industry has. That's how we develop this industry, and that's how we'll keep it.
Well, on that note, being here in Iowa must be great, because really you can't find a state that's more supportive of renewable fuels, both ethanol and biodiesel.
Absolutely not. I mean, Iowa's super fantastic. We just need to get more states like it. Now, if we could move the attitude of people in Iowa to the West Coast and the East Coast, we probably wouldn't have any challenges.
Well, it's great to see the governor and lieutenant governor really so supportive. They're just great advocates for the industry.
They sure are. And Governor Branstad has been doing it for a long time. And he's one of the public policy makers that's really helped this industry get where we are, and will help us succeed.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom. Great to see you here at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.